is the Fen by Lily Wilkinson, read for you by Imogen Wild, with the acknowledgements read by the author. Teddy has filched a bottle of Wass Ale from his Dar's cellar. He pours it out like it's liquid gold, and we each take a thimble-sized glass. "To us," he says, smiling at Sol and me. "The three best friends that ever were. To unshakable loyalty and unbreakable bonds. Happy Whitsuntide." Sol drums the floorboards with his heels, his cheeks glowing. "I love them both so much. I want to stay in this moment forever. The three of us, together and young and happy." I look threadwise, refocusing my eyes slightly to see the metal floating around us, silvery strands of life force. I'm no witch, but I can see metal and recognize who or where it came from, in the same way I can track a rabbit or a fox in the woods. The metal between the three of us is connected, intricately braided together over the years of our friendship. We're inseparable. And that's the way I want it to stay. They're waiting for me. I clink my glass against each of theirs, careful to make eye contact as I do so. The Wass Ale is as strong as it always is, all cloves and hyssop, and we each wince and gag, swallowing it like medicine. Teddy holds out the bottle. "More?" Sol makes a face. "Oh, no." "Merry?" I shake my head. Even that one thimble-sized glass is enough to make me feel warm and a bit blurry around the edges. But Teddy refills his own glass and downs it in one gulp. We are ensconced in the sitting room in the house where Sol lives with his aunt, surrounded by open chip packets and cans of fizzy drink. We've been playing Toolboard, an enchanted Ilium set where the king piece crumbles to dust when he is captured, and the maidens stain red if they get captured by a liegeman. We've been here since mid-afternoon, and Teddy and Sol have filled the air with a musky scent of teenage boy. I get up and open a window, breathing in the sweetness of the night. In the distance, I hear the faint jingling of bells and the tramping of feet. Whitsun Eve is our night. Our families are always off celebrating, either at the Rose and Crown, or in Dar's case, at the freighter house with the other toadmen. It's a night steeped in ancient tradition, and we have our own traditions too. Battered haddock, scampi and scallops with chips and mushy peas from Bramwyn's fish shop. Cans of red currant fizz and packets of cheese puffs. We play games, and just generally flop around, and enjoy knowing that school is over, and we have the whole glorious summer stretching before us. "We should go camping," I say. "Up to Dryad Saddle or farther, to Fish Creek. We could leave the day after tomorrow." "What's your king?" Sol murmurs to Teddy. "I can't go until after next Thursday," Teddy says, moving his king piece behind the shield wall. "Why not?" I slide another maiden into position. He hesitates for just a moment before...